The tribe was looking to get a refund on cigarette taxes collected at a Stayshope gaming facility near Madison for parts of 2003 and 2004. The Ho-Chunk argued that a Wisconsin law allows them to get refunds on 70% of cigarette taxes collected on property designated reservation or trust land before 1983. Tribal officials said that the Dejeuille property was designated trust land in 1982 and cited a Bureau of Indian Affairs letter in support of the designation. But in its written statement, the District 4 Court of Appeals rejected that argument and the claim. Ann Thundercloud, spokeswoman for the Ho-Chunk Nation, says the tribal legislature will review and discuss the court's decision.
We disagree with it, and our biggest concern is that the court has refused to accept BIA's own clarification of keeping Dejeuille into trust, and what does that really mean? Obviously, we want to make sure that we can keep money within our own government to help sustain ourselves.
The appeals court ruling says there is no issue of tribal sovereignty in this case, but more a matter of defining and understanding when a portion of land is acquired in trust by the U.S. government. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.